Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 146, we've been meeting with Cindy from Norwegian Cruise Line, and we're going to be taking a look at some of their solo cabins and some of their solo offers, and we're going to be hitting on how to travel in a group and yet still be solo. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel, and remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast! Hello everybody, and welcome to this week's Cruise Chat. I'm Kathleen Penner, owner of Plenty of Sunshine Travel, and today I'm super excited to be joined once again by Cindy. I adore meeting with Cindy from Norwegian Cruise Line. And as I've said before, you know, Cindy, you were my very first person on the Cruise Chat. So it's just like amazing when I meet with you. It's just like I'm back with home, the person I love the most, and I'm with you. Oh, that sounded bad. But anyway, you know, we're back together and we can chat about cruising. Absolutely. So I'm excited because today we're going to be covering solo cruising and all of the things that come with it. So make sure you go back and look at our playlist with NCL because I've got a lot of stuff there, but today's pretty phenomenal. So I'm just going to turn it right over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen, once again for having me. It's a real pleasure and there's so much to talk. Like when we meet together, I'm like first, what should I talk about? Because there's so much. And you know what? I was that very picture that you see on your screen. You know that lady here that is absolutely alone on that beautiful deck and sunset. And I was like, I would love to be that solo lady.
Oh, yes.
Me, myself, and I on a vacation. Mm-hmm. And that's what actually it reminded me that actually sailing solo is not only big, it's getting bigger and bigger with time. And Norwegian has invested a lot in the past few years into not only welcoming, but accommodating, really accommodated specifically our solo guests. I am a solo guest. You know, I was thinking about my very last cruise, which was on that very ship that you see right now on the screen, the Norwegian Viva. And I was a solo traveler. And I just had the absolute best time. So I was like, hey, let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, what's funny, I was talking with a friend a week or so ago about cruising. And she's like, oh, wouldn't you go alone? Wouldn't that just be great to just be sitting there and have no kids, no husband, nobody to keep to their schedule, their timing, and just to relax? And I was like, you know what? That does sound like a little slice of heaven sometimes. So that would be great. Even as a married person to still get away. Yeah.
It does. And to be honest, we have different crowds of solo travel. And it's funny to say a crowd of solo travelers, but we do. It's like everybody has pretty much a different reason to be solo, to travel solo. You know, quite a while back, I would say like even one generation ago, like my parents' generation, I'm a millennial, my parents are boomers. And at the time, it was inconceivable for married couples to basically not travel together, not go on vacations together. Nowadays, you know, we have ladies like the age of my mom in their 60s, and they're like, you know what? I want to have fun with my girlfriends on vacation. I want to get a break from the husband. So just do your things at home. Go with your friend, and I go with mine just a little while during the year. We do have, of course, parties. Like we have lots of people, for example, getting married, or they choose to have a little vacation before the big day. You know, like what used to be the Stags party or the hens party, now they can happen on instead of going to Vegas, Las Vegas for 4 or 5 days. Well, those girls, or instead of going on the spa, they just go on the cruise together so they can explore more and have really privileged time together. And finally, we have of course just people who love to go 100% at their very own rhythm while on vacation. You know, like well, basically not giving any account to anyone of what you're doing. Right, which is beautiful. It's total freedom. So my last vacation on the Viva, that was exactly why I picked that one that way, because I was like, I'm an impulsive traveler, and actually I'm an impulsive vacation maker. So, you know, I kind of make plans just to have the bare minimum covered, but I'm the kind of person who's going to change her mind all the time, like, and in very last minutes, I don't mind because I want to be open to opportunities. And so, when you are a solo traveler, this is the kind of freedom as well that you want to get. It's like, if I want to, I didn't plan on, like, for example, you get a beautiful Norwegian Viva going to San Juan, and you didn't plan on visiting one part of the city. And then, just on that day, you find a flyer and you're like, oh, I didn't think about that museum, I want to go. Well, you don't have to tell anybody, you just go.
You can
And
be
it's the same.
spontaneous and just change things on the fly. It's great.
Absolutely. And what I really love, because of course, when you get on a cruise ship, it's a buzzing floating hotel, and there's always people all around, which is great for new meetings, right? Getting to know more people. Cruisers in general, actually, it's in we have a lot of studies about it, and cruisers in general are more open-minded. They are more likely to start a conversation with somebody they never met before just because it's vacation on board. We have actually on our ship, we even have like actual meetup for solo travelers. You do not have to go, but if you're like, you know what, I want to go solo, but still, you know, I want to keep social on my very own rhythm. You can choose to go for 10 minutes to a cocktail party, an hour maybe to go to the shows, maybe to go to excursions. So that's great. And you know, we have this campaign right here that I just showing you with me, myself, and I. And I was like, ah, that's perfect. That's exactly that. There's nothing wrong today in just thinking about you, yourself, and you. And the last kind of travelers, solo travelers we have, it's, you know, I was talking about the married couple, but not only, right? It's like sometimes we would love to go. We don't all have a significant others. Not everyone is married. Sometimes we get to first life, right? And we want to go with our friends. We want to go with our family members, but they're just not available. You know, work is a big thing for a lot of people nowadays, and unfortunately, not everybody can make it work when it comes to vacation. So, and it's a choice. Should I wait for my friends, for my family? Should I accommodate their schedule? Or you're like, you know what? I want to go today. I will still go again with my family, with my friends, but a bit later. So now I want to have fun. So that's the good. I have my little telephone ringing. It's going to be taken care
I
of.
can't hear it actually. It works out well. It's fine. It's muted.
Oh, perfect. So yeah, so just to continue, so just to go a little bit more in what we are doing. So Norwegian, a few years back, we did introduce something called the studio. So the first time actually Norwegian Cruise Line was, if you didn't know, the very, very first cruise line to ever introduce a category of cabins designed specifically for solo travelers. I stayed in those cabins. They are absolutely fantastic. Truth be told, and you can see them in this couple of pictures here. Truth be told, they are a little smaller than the average cabin. I would say standard cabin. We talk about approximately 10 square meters, but I adore them. I adore them just the layout. Usually they're in a cool, different decoration, very modern. The lighting, I love the lighting. So and most of all studio cabins, so they used to be available on approximately half of the fleet. So because it's something pretty new as a phenomenon, I would say. So it was mostly on the most recent ship,
Right.
except
And
for
as
the
the
Other part of America, we managed to squeeze an astonishing four of them. We couldn't, unfortunately, once a ship is built, we cannot push the
I
steel
know.
away.
Yes, that's true.
But you can go to even over hundreds on our more recent ships. On the Viva, the Prima, our latest ships, and they're all coming Aqua. She's coming in 25. Of course, Tokyo is the first thing we thought about. But our
And those are, I'm just gonna say, those are my favorite class of ships with Norwegian. I just adored the Prima. I'm telling you guys, you gotta go back and look at those videos because they are phenomenal. So didn't mean to interject, but the Prima
Oh
videos
no, for
are
that, I cannot
beautiful.
agree more. More than welcome to interrupt me on that one. Those cabins, so what our solo guests really, really love, because you would be like, so what, they're a little bit smaller, so why the solo travelers would love them more? So number one, we have, actually you can see it on the picture, there's an actual double bed. Queen bed, it's a double bed, and that is appreciated because a lot of hotels, even cruise lines, when they go with solo travelers, they tend to have a single bed. I don't like it. Nobody likes it, to be honest. So here we have an actual double bed, and there's still really good spacing. Those cabins, they're actually all inside, and I'm talking about the studio only at this time. So they are all inside. But we noticed that a lot of our solo travelers, and it's in their mind as well, will spend a lot of time outside their cabin. So not an issue at all. But what they really love, two things. Number one, all those cabins are located in a central area that is accessible only with your cabin key card, the studio cabin card. So the doors cannot be open, getting access to that area of the ship without a key card. So that's, truth be told, it's reassuring. Basically, like, we have a lot of solo ladies in particular who feel more safe. Just like, even though we have like billions of cameras, the security is top notch, it's just a feeling, you know, like I'm at my little area. The second one, and that's the true game changer, we have decided on every ship we're having a studio to basically offer a lounge that would be
Oh, lovely.
accessible for free to our studio only to our studio travelers. So we have like some fancy suites, luxury suites, amazing. It's called the Haven on half of the fleet as well. They don't have access to that one. It's really, really only for the studio. So, and what our guests really love, it's a very chill place. The design is always beautiful. It's different every on every ship, and basically it's a meetup place, and you can choose. Do you want just to sit down here with a good book and just find a little bit more of quiet time apart from the rest of the crowd on board? That's perfect. There's always like food, there's always a coffee machine, there's a wine dispenser if you have the beverage package
Why
as well.
not?
You don't even need to go outside. And even sometimes, when it comes to the evening, there are actually some special events. There's a sort of blackboard in those lounges where passengers can leave messages like, oh, for example, my name is Cindy. That's my case. I'm Cindy. Tomorrow, I am going to see the dolphins in Cozumel. I'm departing with the group of excursions at 1:30. Maybe you're booked yourself, or you are looking at booking an excursion for tomorrow. Is there another lady who wants to join me for the day and make friends? And that's what happened. So don't get me wrong, and that's a joke I make all the time. It's not Tinder at sea.
That's not a dating site. Absolutely.
What happens
It's
on our ship stay on the
just
ship,
right.
like
It's
Las
just a
Vegas.
great place to
But
meet like-minded people, right? Who are also traveling
absolutely,
solo.
absolutely. And we have like board games in most of the lounges, so that's great. That being said, as I mentioned, so those studios were mostly on the newer ships. So this being booming in the past couple of years is like those are so every time we have basically a new itinerary is going on for sale, those are the first to go because they are so popular, they are amazing. Because the last thing, the best I should say, I didn't say not yet, it's there's a solo guest friendly price. Yes, it's a discounted price, so that's why as well people do not mind. Okay, maybe I will have a room that might be a little smaller, but you will get a smaller price as well. So altogether, it's a win-win. But our guests, some of our guests, of our solo guests, there was one little thing that was bugging them, truth be told. It was the cabin being inside. So not everyone likes it. We understand, you know, sometimes getting a window and a balcony. I cannot live without my balcony, to be honest.
Yes. Oh,
That's a must-have, solo, not solo. I
I
need my
agree.
balcony.
There's just something about sitting there eating a nice light breakfast that, room service brought, or a nice coffee that you're just savoring as you're pulling into port. There's just something so beautiful about that. And I
I
just
have a
think about
very strong connection to the water myself, so I need to see the water. So what we've done, we have listened, of course, to our guests. Took a little while, but we made it happen. So now, on those ships where the studios are not available, we have, in addition, so we took basically the standard cabin. So those are the same that everybody else, same decoration, same space. If you take like, but we have done it in inside. Traditional inside ocean view and balcony rooms. So those, once again, exactly the same space layout, but you will find as well a solo guest friendly price for those cabins. So they are very limited per ship, so you need to hurry up whenever an itinerary goes for sale. But what we've done is to keep for those cabins the access to the studio lounge if you're on the ship who had one initially.
Wonderful.
So that is great because we have this great alternative offer for our clients who wanted to go on a little bit to spoil a little bit them themselves a little bit more. So I think this is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So, and now, of course, having those available fleet-wide, because this is the case, that enables you to go everywhere you want. Because when you are in a studio, but just on a limited number of ship, it means it's going to be as well on a number limited, on a limited number, sorry, of itineraries. Now you can go, no, we go through 400 ports in the world. So basically you are open to go on 400 ports in the world. So
Wonderful.
that's why we say, you know, it doesn't matter if you're solo by choice, or if it just happened that, you know, you could be the extra person as well. I forgot to mention those, but you could be just going traveling, let's say your family, for example, with my parents. It happens, I adore my parents. I adore traveling with my parents, but I don't want to stay in the cabin of my
No,
parents.
you do not. Absolutely no.
Right? So here
Yes.
we say this is being solo, not by choice. You can be by choice,
Right.
but not by choice. Or you could have what could be perfect. I really like that idea of a young adult, right? With your parents, but what about if you're 17, 18, 21? You know, those kind of ages. So you need to be an adult to stay in those cabins. But young adults, I'm like, oh, that's a great alternative as well. Basically, you can have your own spaces. So
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
it's kind of it's a kind of solo travelers. So I mentioned the studio stateroom. I have a little other picture. So here's, for example, the balcony. Those balconies you see on the screen, that would be basically on the Viva. That's an example. They're absolutely fabulous. So you don't need anymore to choose. Do I need to sacrifice the price and pay the same price as a full couple, a full price as a couple? Or do I want to go with a friendly price, but basically sacrifice maybe the view and or the space? Now you have
No
really, really the
sacrifices needed. Yeah. Oh, fabulous.
it's amazing. The lounge, once again, so this is another picture here, because once again, they are different on each ship. I really love them because they're always like very modern all the time, but we have exquisite decoration on our ship, no matter what. I really love our decoration. So it's always a really cool place. It's really inviting you, like, informally to meet up with other people. You see that? It's like, it makes me think a lot about those kind of lounges you get in the airports, you know, the fancy lounges. And, you know, just happens sometimes I travel a lot and I'm like, I meet people. It's just a conversation. It's always super nice.
Oh,
And I
absolutely.
have to say that I have my favorite cake on board and it's there.
Oh,
I could not stay in a studio cabin for a week. I mean, in a lounge, because I would gain easily 10 pounds. This is a pound cake, actually.
Yes.
Name is the correct one here because it's so delicious. It's simple. I would eat so many of them, Kathleen. It would
I'm
be
gonna have to
fantastic.
try that. Oh goodness, that sounds good.
The last thing I wanted to talk about when you're a solo travelers is it's always a little bit like the fair question about where should we go? Because sometimes being on your own can be a little bit more, I wouldn't say scary, but you know, you're like l less comfortable, right? It's always, of
Yes,
course,
yes.
when we're
A
on the
little more
travel.
planning is needed, yeah.
Of course, of course. Now, I should say, do not do not be scared, do not be worried to go far as a solo traveler when you go on a cruise, especially on a Norwegian cruise. You can go to the very, I would almost say the standard traditional cruise out of Miami, 3 4 hours away from us in Canada, and you can go to Bahamas, you can go to Bermuda, maybe New York if you want is open as well. So those ones are really nice if you don't like to travel. I would say especially fly too far on your own, because that can be an experience for some people. But if you are comfortable traveling on your own, just go even further. Just go to the Mediterranean cruise. Just go to the Asian cruise. We go everywhere in the world once again. This one I've done it, not Mediterranean, but I've been to, in last May, I was doing the British Isles. It was a 10-day cruise. And we had so much time at port. Norwegian is actually one of the cruise lines offering the most time at port. You don't really have so much time alone on the ship, to be honest, because once again, you get off, you explore. And what really matters for you is like, do you prefer the beach or, and then go maybe to Miami, go to Bahamas, go to a private island, right? Steer up to Bahamas. Or maybe are you more into the cultural side? Maybe you want to have a real taste of what a real pizza, Italian pizza is. And you're
It's
you
getting
happy to actually, I shouldn't
me
talk
hungry.
about
You talk
pizza,
about cake
but,
and pizza.
right? So
Boy,
that's your choice. And last but not least, I would say our staff will always be there for
Yes.
you, right? We have people 24/7 on the ship. They're here to help for everything. Is it to book an excursion? Is it to show you the exit door to get to your excursions?
Yes,
It's
very, very helpful.
always there,
Absolutely.
amazing. Here you
Yes.
go. So
And they really
that
make your
was my
career.
little introduction, basically. And last but not least, just know that actually, like for your next cruise, that of course you should totally book for your travel advisor, just like Kathleen. If you
Absolutely.
didn't know, we do have a promotion running all year long. Not so many people know about it, funny enough. I have to say, it's a promotion that is pretty much designed for last minute reservations. But this is where, nowadays getting a last minute deal is very complicated. That was a huge thing about 20 years ago. Nowadays it's very complicated to get a last minute deal. So that's one of them for solo travelers, when you can get a discount, which is basically off. So if you didn't know, if you never booked as a solo traveler before, we talk about when we talk about a room, about a price, usually you would say based double occupancy. So based on two people sharing the room, which means because there are two people, we talk about 200% of the fare. So now basically when we talk about a discount for singles, well, do you get 25% discount, which would be 175% of 200% fare? Would you get 150, 125, and finally the holy grail, which is 100% discount, which means that it would be the equivalent of a true 50% of base double occupancy. So which means you pay as a solo travelers in a room that was designed for two people and to be paid by two people. So that's awesome. So this list of applicable saving, it's only 3 nights and more, and it's changing pretty much on a weekly basis. So just connect with Kathleen, of course, if you
Absolutely,
want to
yes.
know
And
about
you
those.
know
It's yeah, it's specific cabins, specific savings. The list is not extensive, I have to say, but if you are open-minded I like that game, when you're like, I have a map of the world and I have maybe like some dart, and I'm like, just choosing, and maybe that's what
That's where I want to go. Yeah. Oh,
you want.
amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. Reach out to me anytime. Info at plentyofsunshinetravel.com, and I can navigate all of those deals and those pricings and come up with the best value for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. And something else that, I thought of as you were talking is sometimes you want to travel in a group, but have your own room. Not just with your parents, but I'm thinking like a ladies' bachelor weekend, or,
Correct.
something that's, a lot of fun, but maybe you don't want to share a room with somebody who might snore, or you just want your own space to relax and decompress at the end of the day. Just have your alone time. So, you think of
That's a very great
traveling.
example, actually, Kathleen. Sorry to interrupt, but
Nope,
that's
go
so
for it.
amazing, because you know what? For the longest time, That was actually the only offer for solo guests. If you wanted to, there was no discounts for solo guests. There was no cabins for solo guests. And the only way for you to save was to share. You would contact a tour operator, even a cruise line, and they would be like, well, you can pay cheaper, but you have to share, and most likely with someone you've never met before. So what a gamble. What a gamble. So actually, sorry to interrupt, but I thought that was such a great thing to say, because for the longest time that was the case. So now you have more freedom.
Yes, absolutely. And that's Norwegian, right? You're free to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. And now you're free to have your own room and not need to share with an absolute stranger or someone else that you might not just might want. You like your friends, but to spend a whole week with them, you want your alone time. Absolutely. So, yes. Well, thank you so much for putting that together. Greatly appreciate it. I love the overview of the singles program, and I really appreciate your time. So, thank you again.
Thank you, everyone, and see you soon. No?
Yes, we will. Have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching this week's cruise chat with Cindy from Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was really nice to see all of those rooms. I love how they're adding them across the fleet, how they have so many more offerings now. And my favorite part is that you have a larger bed. So you're not going to be stuck on a single bed just because you're a solo person. You should have the right amount of space to be able to roll over and to move however you choose to. So I loved being able to see that and to see some of those rooms. Make sure that you reach out to me at info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. I am kept on top of all of the promotions that they have. I get probably about 70 to 80 different emails a day from all the different cruise lines that are out there. So if you're looking to see, what's the current offer with any cruise line, by all means, please reach out to me because I guarantee my inbox will have it. Info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. I would love to be able to set you up with that. So next week, I'm going to be meeting with Aqua Expeditions. So you're going to see that video coming out next week. And we are going to be looking at some of their Amazon itineraries. We have covered their Aqua Blue, and we have done a great brand overview. And next week, I'm going to be meeting with Aqua, and we're going to be covering some of their itineraries in the Amazon. And I got to tell you, they look fantastic as well. So make sure that you're tuned in, make sure that you're subscribed to our channel. Now, if you are listening to this on the Cruising the Waves podcast, and you want to see some of those images that we talked about and, talking about, wow, look at that room, that's really cool, and the solo lounge, just to get an idea of what they look like, hop on over to our YouTube channel. And that is Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube. I can also be found on Facebook. I'm posting frequently on Facebook and occasionally on Instagram. I'm not so big on Instagram, but definitely on Facebook and YouTube and podcasts. That's my weekly content. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe to our channel, and I hope to see you guys next week when we're meeting with Aqua Expeditions or on board some of our group cruises. Bye for now. We'll see you later.